Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
What's up? It's Sean Mendez, and you're listening to Kids Kids live from Orlando, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Thank you, Sean Mendez. Hey. Beat the bank less than 30 minutes away. Your shot at winning up to $1,000. We may be here in Orlando, but that doesn't mean you don't get paid. We still want to pay you up.
Absolutely.
Everybody have breakfast yet?
I just shoved a plate of stuff in my face.
I had my first breakfast.
I have.
That's the thing. Yeah, we just keep going back for more and more.
Yeah.
I haven't attempted to eat yet. There was a bug going around the kids this year, and some of our medical staff got it. Some of the on-air staff got it. Jenna and me.
Not the two eaters over here. We didn't get it.
How do Kelly and Big Al escape?
Yeah, you guys rarely get sick.
You know what? It's funny. The least healthy people on the show never get sick.
Keep this in mind when you're eating your chicken breast and broccoli today.
I will.
Y'all out there running around and lifting weights.
Us people that ordered Domino's pizza last night.
We are fine.
We are fine.
I'm like, forget this whole eating healthy thing. I'm just going to get on the Big Al plan.
You have no immune system.
I'm a mimosa right now, and I'd be great.
In fact, the one thing I was worried about yesterday when I was sitting in my room all day by myself, not talking to anybody, was I was like, I hope I didn't get the family I hung out with sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you find out if they got sick?
Yeah, I just talked to them. I hung out with Ethan Robertson and his family the day before, right? And so I went up to him and I was like, just making sure you got the ride. Because he wanted to ride Rock and Roller Coaster the whole week. And we're like, dude, you got to ride this right. And I wanted to make sure he got to do it. And he did.
Oh, good.
But I hung out with him and his family. Ethan is in a wheelchair. He's missing both his legs. So I sat down with his mom, Brittany.
It's Brittany.
Thank you. To chat about him. And during our conversation, the one word that kept coming to mind was invincible.
Invincible. He has arthrogryposis.
And what's that?
It's a joint disorder. And he was born with it. And it only affected his lower limbs. The doctor came to us about 2 years ago and said that he couldn't do anything else for him. That the only thing that was left was to amputate his legs. And so he left it up to me, and I thought about it and thought about it, and one of the hardest things I've ever had to encounter as a mother.
If I'm correct with the story, you let the decision be up to him?
Yes. After I decided that I couldn't make the decision, I left it in his court. We talked to him, explained to him. He met kids that had it done. So about a year went by. He came to us last December of 2014 and said, I'm ready. You just break down in tears because, I mean, a seven-year-old, to make that kind of decision, it's just, he's my hero. I'm invincible. I'm a hero. Like a phoenix from the
ash. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Invincible. Just for him to make that decision so he can walk and go out.
I mean, as a kid sitting out by the window, watching his brothers or friends outside playing, and he's like, Mom, why can't I go out there? It's really heartbreaking when he can't go out there and play with the other kids, but now he can. Nothing's stopping him. I'm invincible. And it's amazing, not only to our kids, but the other kids, to see them running around and with smiles and laughter, and it's amazing.
Thank you for letting us be a part of your family.
Thank you.
That's Ethan right there.
Yeah.
And let me tell you this. Ethan is crazy.
What do you mean?
Like crazy, crazy?
Like seriously, this dude will roll his wheelchair up a hill, like a steep hill, and then he bombs it.
Really?
And you're sitting there like, this guy is
fearless.
Nuts.
Does he know those things don't have brakes?
He brakes with his hands. And like he does these cool skids like where he does like almost a full circle. I'm like, Ethan, what are you doing? He goes, what? I'm just having fun, JC.
He was going up on just the back two, right?
Oh, he goes back two. He goes backwards. He goes up hills and down hills. He's a stud. He's crazy. He's right there. What's up, Ethan?
Hey, Ethan.
He's already here.
What's up,
breakfast.
My man?
And a shout out to his brother, Colton, because his brother is so down to earth.
Yeah.
And he always has his brother's back. And if Ethan gets tired from pushing the wheelchair, Colton will get behind him and
push
him.
That's awesome.
And it's always, he's always looking out for his brother.
That's awesome.
And that's what I love about this trip. You get to see how the siblings
whole
interact.
Family
man.
Dynamic, yeah.
Yeah. So it was an honor to hang out with that family.
Awesome.
It really, really, really was. I actually have a video on my Instagram of Ethan because we went to Turtle Talk with Crush.
Oh, yeah, that was something new for you too, right?
It was like the Monsters, Inc. you were talking about, Al?
Yeah.
It's like you're actually talking to the movie character on a screen and you're sitting on the ground and he's calling you by name or by what you're wearing. And we have a funny video of Ethan because you get to ask him a question.
It's crazy what they can do at this. Like, I'm sitting here at Monsters, Inc., like you said, and I'm talking to the cartoon on a screen.
Right. It's weird. I'm like,
I couldn't grasp that.
I'm a grown man talking to a cartoon.
I got the thing where I close one eye and I start looking. And I said,
right.
How do they do this?
Right.
I haven't had like gone backstage to meet the cartoon characters. How do they know who I am? It's baffling.
I want to do that
magic.
Too. I want to do that too.
Yeah.
But Big Al Mack.
Yes, sir.
We have a surprise for you.
Oh, really?
Oh.
We have a surprise for
me?
You. Oh, yeah. We're live from Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
Where Big Al Mack tends to become the star.
Really?
Well, oh, yeah, Big Al Mack. You're going to be the star of the next break.
Oh, boy.
Yay, I'm excited.
I don't remember any star
moments. Because
that usually
means we're going to be making fun of you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yay.
Make sure you join us next as we make fun of Big Al Mack.
Oh, good. Can't wait. It's like every other day.
More from our magical trip to Walt Disney World when we get back.
Thank you for sending me to Disney World.
It's Kids Kids, thanks to Southwest Airlines on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, it's Demi Lovato and live from Walt Disney World, it's Kids Kids.
I come here for two reasons. I come here for the kids, and I come here for the bacon.
My ice cream is awesome, and my day is awesome.
Can I have a bite of your ice cream bar?
No.
Why not?
Because then no cuties will get on it.
There is a crocodile lagoon, and we have been known to lose a kid or two over that. The crocodiles are very hungry.
52 minutes until bacon.
52 minutes until bacon. Come on, hype man.
Oh, I think that's a sign of things to come with this next bit. Al letting us down with the hype man.
Your hype man job has not been... done very well
point.
This year.
It's not been on point. It's not been on point. I will admit that.
It has not.
We got hype.
We got Mickey and Minnie in the house. We got Cinderella in the house. Prince Charming is in the house. So is Goofy.
I think there's a duck over there of some sort.
That's Donald.
Donald.
Thanks,
okay.
Al. Yeah,
Donald Duck.
Cool. Yeah, Donald Duck.
I wasn't sure. I want to make sure.
Big Al Mack, how would you rate your trip this year?
I think this is one of the better. One of maybe, if not, I hate to say the best, but, you know, we've had some great trips.
Yeah.
But I think this is really one of the better trips that we've had.
Okay. How would you rate yourself on performance?
Myself?
Yeah.
I think I've done just as well. In fact, this may be my best performance.
Oh, really?
Wow.
This might be your best performance.
This may be, yeah.
Let's take a listen to Big Al Mack's best performance.
All right. I'm thinking life's too short, it's passing by. So if I'm gonna go
it all, go big or go. Jamie?
Hi, man.
What has a trip like this meant for you and your family?
No habla en inglés.
Okay, all right.
Jaime.
No problem. This trip is muy bien.
Este trip es muy bueno. It's very good.
Hey, what's going on? Shania, you doing good? That's not Shania. I was trying to do it off of memory and failed.
I thought Big Al, when I heard him on the radio, I thought he'd be like really tall and muscular. And then I was like, that doesn't sound like a voice.
Can you run the teacups with me?
No, I'm not going to ride teacups. Hey, how much you need?
$10.
$10? No, I'm not going on the teacups with you. That's $10, all right? Thank you. Go big or go.
Weren't you glad we didn't forget about that? Yeah!
But single mom, right?
I am a single mom.
I'm not hitting on you.
We're riding Peter Pan, and the ride's going, and so I threw my son on. He's a quadruple amputee, and the bar comes down, and when the bar comes down, my son looks over at us, and he's like, Daddy, my pants are off. So we had to ride the whole ride in his underwear.
Did anybody get a little peekaboo?
No.
Did you just ride Space Mountain?
Yeah.
Did you smell what I did?
No.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Thank y'all for donating. No, all right. Go big
or go. All right, Jordan. 8 years old. I'm going to ask you a question, not a trick question. Just answer it honestly.
What is bigger, the Earth or the universe?
The universe.
That is a pretty easy question, right?
Yep.
My name is Colton and I am Tim.
The Earth or the universe?
The universe.
What do you think about the question?
It's really dumb.
All right, Ethan, how old are you?
7.
The Earth or the universe?
Universe.
My name is Noah and I'm 9.
The Earth or the universe?
Universe.
Are you sure about that?
1,000%. Go big or go.
It was funny, but they kind of made fun of me a little bit.
Just a little bit. But that's why the kids love you.
Yeah, you're a goofball, Big Al, man.
Hey, sometimes in my world, the universe may be bigger. Wait a minute.
No.
Oh, what's boy. Bigger? Here we see, go. My uh-huh. In my universe, the world.
Yeah, your world.
Universe. Uh-huh. Never mind. Kids 2015. Yay.
Now, the kids may love you, Big Al Mack, but the camera crew, different tale.
Uh-oh.
Here is an outtake from Big Al Mack trying to do one of his stand-ups after a ride.
Oh, boy. Here we are at Kids 2015, right outside the Haunted Mansion for the Tower of Terror. Now, in years past, the Haunted Mansion, the Tower of Terror...
Wait.
I'm sorry, I got to do that all over. The Hollywood Tower Hotel. Sorry. Here we are, Kids 2015, in one of my favorite attractions, the Hollywood Tower Hotel, otherwise known as the Haunted Mansion.
No.
Now, in years past... What's the Haunted Mansion? Professional. You want to step in and do this? I can't do it, apparently. Here we are, Kids 2015, right inside of the Hollywood Tower Hotel, otherwise known as the Tower of Terror. Here we are, Kids 2015, in front of the Hollywood Tower Hotel, otherwise known as the Tower of Terror. In years past, we've gone up and down and up and down. It's been a real scary ride. But this year, the Tower of Terror is right here.
What?
Boom.
Oh, his hair.
His hair.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
That's Ty's hair. Yeah, the tower.
It hasn't really changed.
You have to see that. So, the Tower of the Haunted Tower.
The Haunted Mansion is a different ride in the Magic Kingdom.
I don't know, Kelly. Next trip. I'll have it down next trip.
So you ended up not riding the teacups like you said. You just paid the kids off?
Paid the kids off.
Not ride the teacups, yes.
Well done. Yeah, he paid off Jordan.
Anytime somebody asked me to ride, I just gave him $10.
Here. Poor Jordan was asking me all day, can I ask Big Al to ride him with me? And I was like, I'll try.
That's a good tip for the kids to know for next year that are selected. Yeah.
Up your price, children. Up your price.
It's not going up. One kid I gave $10 to on Saturday asked me for $20 on Sunday. I'm like, no.
See? I told you.
They learn. You got to negotiate.
We're live from the Atlantic Dance Hall.
Hey!
Right here this year. It didn't change location.
Here.
It's right here this year.
Yeah, last year it was right here. It was still here.
It was still here. And then this year, it's still here.
It's still here.
Definitely cool. The kids are here. Say hi, children.
Hello.
Hi.
Coming up next, we got Beat the Bank. You can win up to $1,000. And we have a heartfelt letter from a dad on our kids' trip. We'll be back right after this.
We'll be right back with more from our kids' trip in Walt Disney World.
This is awesome, baby.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yay. Woo, yeah, we're live here from kids' 2015.
We are.
We still want to play Beat the Bank. Maybe we'll give you Disney dollars today.
Okay.
So you have to come out here and spend them out here. Just kidding. We'll give you a full-on, up to $1,000.
It's beautiful here.
American.
Beautiful. What a great place to spend your money.
Right? Maybe it could go towards a trip to Disney World. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Geek it. Give me a number, Jenna.
Ooh, 19.
We'll take caller number 19 to play Beat the Bank, get you paid here right before Black Friday.
Shout out.
And in a change of pace here, we're switching gears. So every year when we're on the kids' trip, We have a dad write a letter. And this year we were lucky enough to have Ian Reed write a letter to his son, Caden. I think Shannon's down there standing by with Ian.
This is a mascara alert.
Thank you, Kelly. Yeah.
People will be mad if you don't say that.
Shannon? Oh, Ian.
Yeah.
Hey, up? Ian, there you are.
Hey.
How's the trip been?
It's been a blast, man, all the way through from the front to the end. It's been an absolute blast, man. We've had a ball.
Have you really? And you guys didn't catch the bug that was going around?
Oh, absolutely not. We were hand sanitized.
Good for you.
All day, every day.
That's a victory within itself.
All day, every day. He says, "What's your biggest memory from this trip that you're going to take home?"
Probably just how excited Caden got when he met certain people.
Yeah,
I mean, he just you know, it's funny, you hear people say they get starstruck by meeting, like, big comedians or actors, but for him, it's like he meets a certain, like, Buzz Lightyear character, and he just gets awestruck, and, you know, he's just, like, in shock, and it's just amazing seeing that look on his face.
That's why we choose this place, you know, because kids do really see these characters as celebrities. Was it difficult to sit down and write this letter that you're about to read for us, Ian?
Yeah, it was just hard to pick out what we wanted to go through, because I was talking to my wife about it, and it's, there were so many fun things along the way, and it was like, all right, what did you like? And it's like, oh, I like this part. And we're like, really? I like this part way better. And it's just like we were trying to, like, wrestle which one.
We weren't trying to cause an argument between you guys.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Well, it happened. Thank you.
Way to go, Al. It was Al's idea. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sure.
Ian, would you please do us the honor of reading the letter you wrote?
Yeah, absolutely.
To your son.
First, I just kind of wanted to talk to Caden. Caden, I wanted to let you know that I had such a blast this weekend, and I'll remember this trip forever. I can't believe you rode on a roller coaster, but not only that, for the first time, but giggled the whole way through. You tackled Space Mountain and the Tower of Terror like a champ. You met Buzz Lightyear, and you had Pluto lick your autograph book whenever he signed it. That was kind of gross. Not to mention, I'll never forget how we practiced all day to ask Crush a question because he picked on random kids to ask questions, and we had practiced all day, and when the time came for Crush to actually ask you a question, he was so starstruck that all he could muster was, I like sea turtles.
That's sort of a question.
Yeah, no, it was hilarious. So I love you, buddy, and you deserve that kind of fun every single day. For those who don't know, Caden's six. He has cerebral palsy and almost no hearing in his left ear, totally unrelated. It's kind of weird. He was born 4 weeks 4 weeks early, and he was just a shade below 4 pounds. When he was around 2, we got his diagnosis, and he wasn't hitting milestones. From that point on, we've been working tirelessly to do the best that we can despite his disabilities. Caden also has a little sister who's 18 months old, and he just loves her so much. Since she came into the picture, he's grown leaps and bounds trying to fill those big brother shoes. And it really makes him feel special that he gets to take somebody under his wing and teach them and show them everything that he knows. So she waits for him every day when he gets off the bus from school and gives him hugs and kisses. Another person I wanted to thank and take this opportunity was for Shelby, Caden's mom. She's an athletic trainer, so she understands a lot of his physical needs and works with him outside of PT with his specialists and his teachers trying to help him progress and move forward. She's truly the perfect mom for Caden. It's a testament to her dedication that she signed us up for this trip, because I never, you know, thought in 1,000 years we would be picked to take this trip, but she just saw this thing from the front to the end, and, you know, here we are at Disney World for a whole weekend just having a blast and having the time of our lives. So thanks, awesome. Mama. Caden, just remember that hard work pays off, and that's a lesson that I want you to continue showing your little sister. Just like all those roller coasters this weekend, no matter how scary they seem sometimes, just giggle your way through and it'll be all right. In the words of Crush, you totally rock, dude.
Aww.
Yay.
Yay.
High five. They're high fiving over there. Great.
You know, what do you guys do when times get tough? What's your guys' go-to?
Your go-to motto or mantra?
Watch Toy Story or something.
Makes everything better, doesn't it?
One day at a time. We have post-it notes on all of our mirrors and stuff in the house, and it's one day at a time, and everything doesn't have to be perfect, because between therapies every day and, you know, getting him lined up with his teachers and just making sure we're in sync with each other, just, you know, changing jobs and stuff, it's just one day at a time. The house doesn't have to be perfect. Everything doesn't have to look good. Just, you know, take care of the things that are necessary and the basics.
As long as you have each other.
Yeah.
And Caden, don't worry. Everybody got starstruck with Crush. We all forgot our questions. Everybody did. It's just nerve-wracking. You don't expect a turtle to talk to you. It's weird. Well, it's an honor to have you guys on this trip. And Ian, thank you so much for writing that letter.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
No, thank you. And I know you guys can't wait to get back to your little one.
It's snowing at home, so I don't know. But yeah.
Oh, man, it's snowing back home?
Yeah.
Dang it, another day at Disney World.
I've heard so many parents say that this trip, you really get to realize the fact that you're not the only ones going through an issue, you know, and it's like when your kid's at school, he or she may be the only one in the classroom or in that school, with something to deal with. But here, everybody's dealing with something, and we still smile our way through it, and we're positive. And everybody here, there's one dad in particular here. have to call out Chris. His son is Memphis. And yeah. I love the way Chris, I love their dynamic.
Aren't they cool?
Memphis
just
has,
them, you know?
Yeah,
it's just
single
him.
Dad.
He's a single dad. And Memphis, if you didn't know it, you would not know that the kid's a quadriplegic. He's in a wheelchair, but he just walks around. He's
super
literally.
Super independent.
He's super independent.
And his dad helps him with that. And he tells him, hey, if you're going to fall, you're going to fall. You get back up.
Get back up.
Because you know what? As a parent of a special needs child with any issue, you're not always going to be here.
Right.
And you want to make sure your child is able to care for him or herself as much as possible.
Sure.
And so that's one thing. Memphis doesn't ask for help.
No.
Doesn't want you to help.
He's got
he's bunk got it.
Beds.
Yeah, exactly.
He's
we
got bunk beds.
Take a listen to this story real quick.
We just do. We just do. We find a way.
Right.
You know, he wanted a bunk bed. Well, guess what? We got. I got him a bunk bed. We put pillows all on the floor. For 12 hours, we climbed that thing. He'd fall. We'd climb. He'd fall. We'd climb. Guess what? He can zip up that thing like nobody's business now.
Wow.
It's all about independence with him.
He's a quadruple
amputee,
and he's
he
got
had
a
to
bunk
find a
bed.
Way, he had to find a way to balance himself and figure out how
to climb
12
the
hours it took for him to learn to climb the bunk bed. And he did it because that's what he wanted.
He did it. He wanted bunk bed. I did too, and I never had him as a kid. But this kid, he's
and
just.
And now, is that your dream? Is that what you're asking?
I want bunk beds now.
We have one at my house.
I want bunk beds now, man.
You might put a dent in your love life.
Hey, baby, I'll be up here. I don't know about you.
Okay, let's keep riding this emotional roller coaster. Now we're going back up the hill here because it's time to play Beat the Bank. Al, you got your rap?
I do.
Let's go.
Beat the Bank. Beat the Bank.
Shouldn't have warned him.
Al was trying to find this rap.
He didn't find the rap.
He
didn't find the rap.
He was scrolling.
You gotta give a brother
some warning. You can't just wing it.
Warning, we do this twice a day, every day.
You're talking about a tender moment. I'm about to have a
tip. I mean, if I had to wing it, I could.
I could, but I haven't already.
Oh, my
goodness. What more warning do you need? We solicited. We did a letter. You had like 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. First of all, on Friday, you told me that there was going to be a kid do this, but I have one anyway because I'm prepared.
You were supposed to find one to be to be your protege.
We'll find Cotter.
Hit it.
I think it was Cotter.
Oh, my gosh.
Beat the bang. Beat the bang. No teacups for me at Disney World. Happy I didn't puke or hurl. Beat
shout out.
The bang.
Yeah. No teacups over here.
I didn't ride those, and I puked and hurled.
Yeah. I'm calling this a win. This trip was a win.
You didn't get the virus that was going around. You didn't go on the teacups, and then you didn't puke.
And then somebody told me that they did go on the teacups, and that early in the day. And
ruined the day.
For
it does.
Them.
It really
do it does. Last. Do it last.
I love you, Disney World. You're awesome. But the teacups?
Yep.
I'm telling you.
No, thank you.
We had a kid who missed our Pirates of the Caribbean ride because he went on the teacups. And
when time comes to figure out what rides cool and what rides stay.
He wasn't ready. He wasn't ready.
All right, who we got?
All right, let's see if the phone lines work. Dee Dee Tresser, are you there?
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, yes, you are, girlfriend.
What's up, Dee Dee?
Oh, my gosh. I'm, like, shaking, and I think my heart is going to, like, explode in a second.
Oh, no. That would be very messy.
That would be bad. Is Dee Dee your name or your initials?
That's my name. Yep.
It's your name.
Yeah.
D-E-E-D-E-E.
What kind of question is that, Al?
Well, it could be like
for Deirdre.
Doris.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thank you, Kelly.
Deanna.
D-E-D-I-E.
Oh.
Dee Dee.
Dee Dee.
Oh,
technically, it's
Dee
Dee. Yeah.
Wow.
Dee Dee.
That's morose.
Exactly. What are you up to this morning, Dee Dee?
Well, I pulled off the road because, well, I'm headed to work, and I cannot believe I got through.
Very smart to pull over.
What do you do for work, Dee Dee?
I am assistant with, I work for the state of Missouri.
Oh.
With
show
the Department of Corrections.
Department of Corrections.
Oh. Yeah.
Mm. You better come correct, Big Al.
Yeah.
We're going to correct. We're going to correctly try and get you some money right now,
that's
okay?
That's what we're going to do, Dee Dee. We're going to put you inside the Disney World bank vault this morning, because that's where we're at. The banker's going to throw dollar amounts your way. He could get up to $1,000. When you think it's gone as high as it's going to go for your turn, just make sure you yell stop for us. That's how much money you will win, even if he says $1,000. You still have to yell stop, because if you don't and it closes, Big Al, what do you get?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Zilch.
Okay.
We don't want that, Dee Dee.
I do have one question.
Yeah.
Sure.
JC, how do you think the bank is going to do? Sorry, Big Al, but I've got to ask you.
Oh, man.
You know he's been sick. Yeah. He's been throwing up, so he doesn't feel great.
I'm feeling a little sick, but that has nothing to do with how the banker's going to roll. Dee Dee.
Okay. Well, I see you here.
I want this to happen. I want JC on a piece of paper to write down what you think the bank's going to go to.
Okay.
And Al, I want you to write down what you think the bank's going to go to.
Right. Man, this
and we'll see if Dee Dee made the right call.
This is a tough one. We're in Disney World. It's the happiest place on earth.
You know, she's from the Department of Corrections, so she's probably more familiar with JC.
Okay. I'm... Wow. Thanks, Al. I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling good.
Okay.
I'm feeling more than average.
More than average is how JC's feeling.
But I'm not feeling super outrageously awesome.
Okay. How are you feeling? But, you know, JC's just coming off a tummy bug.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tell her how I feel.
Again, Dee Dee, this is up to you and how you feel it's going, okay? Yep. Don't. I mean, you could take that advice all you want, but I have no idea what's happening.
All right.
Yep.
All right. So I feel okay, a little bit above average, not superly awesome.
Okay.
Superly awesome.
Okay. Now I'm nervous, Dee Dee. Thanks.
I know. Oh, I do.
All right. Well, let's find out how much money Dee Dee wins when we play
Beat the Bank.
$50.
So far?
So far, you're
better. $80. $170.
Mm-hmm. Starting to sweat a little.
$230.
Okay.
$340. $620.
Stop.
Oh,
nice. Wow. Ding, 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 ding.
That was shocking. I didn't expect that.
$620,
$620.
She was going with JC's gut on that one.
All righty.
Again, this is all
empty gut.
$620 is pretty good.
It's not
Dee
bad.
Dee.
What did you have written down, JC, for your prediction?
I had written down $730.
Not bad. What do I have down here?
Al has $1,000 written down.
That's how Al was feeling.
Well, let's just see. That doesn't mean Al or JC's right.
That doesn't
right.
mean
let's
I'm
see.
Right.
Dee Dee, you got $620. Don't worry about this. This is for
Thank
fun just
you.
To see how high it goes. This
Thank
is the
you.
Battle between me and Al.
It's personal.
Yeah, it's personal. You have nothing to do with this, Dee Dee.
$770.
Okay. Oh, no. Was Al right?
Well, JC said $730.
$780.
Oh! So, JC was right.
JC was right. And I think you can't
look
at that. I had $780 right there.
He
I scratched
have,
it out.
Yeah.
No, he really did.
I did.
He scratched
but
it. He had $780. He scratched it out and put $1,000.
I got mad
when
she
didn't. $730.
When she didn't choose me, I got mad. I felt better.
Well, Dee Dee, congratulations. Hey, what are you going to do with $620, Dee Dee?
Probably Christmas shopping stuff. I have no clue. But can I do a shout out to my two sisters, April and
Sure.
Christy?
Yeah.
We listen to you guys every morning. Thank you.
Well, April and Chris are listening. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to you, Dee Dee, for playing with us. Have a wonderful day. We'll get you all set up with your money.
I love white people shout outs. They're so proper.
I would like to officially retire from feeling.
It's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
It is a lot of pressure.
I want to officially retire from feeling. I don't want to feel anymore. I don't want to feel anymore.
We are live in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah. Our kids' families are rolling in, and one of our kids' wants to tell us about her very first trip with her brand new family.
Really?
Which happens to be this trip, I assume. We'll tell you all about that next.
Hey, it's Sam Smith, and you're listening to Kids Kids live from Orlando, the Kid Credit Morning Show.
I met Erilyn Moore, her sister Arnasia, and mom Jamika at the send-off. You know, they're the kind of family that you see cracking each other up when they're all alone, and then you'll see them hugging one another. It's the kind of family you'd love to be a part of. I was so lucky to spend a day at Magic Kingdom with Erilyn. She kept giving her mom a hard time for getting emotional, but after spending some time with her, it was easy to see why mom was always crying tears of joy. Erilyn gets straight A's, she's compassionate, and so full of love. Oh, and she's also hilarious. She told me to follow her on Instagram at Erilyn the Diva.
That's our guardian angel. That's our family angel right there. They told me when she was born that she was not going to live to see 11. And she's 12. They told me that she was not going to walk. She's walking. So it's a blessing.
I love you, Mama.
I love you too, baby.
Love don't ever change the way you are. You light the sky just like a star. I don't care what you see. You're beautiful to me.
always crying?
I think that maybe she just cried because she, I don't really know. I think she's just a baby. That I think it's because it is our family tradition. We all
it is
cry.
Our family tradition.
Yes, it is. You guys always cry.
Look, because I cry at everything.
Does she ever just look at you and start crying?
Yes, she does. She has once said she cried, and she said, "You are so beautiful, and I'm so thankful for you." And she just broke down.
I just told her it's tears of joy, nothing bad. It's just very emotional because she's able to fulfill her dreams, and this was one of her dreams. So I'm thankful, and I'm just blessed. Blessed.
Here's the thing. Erlyn needs to be on TV, first of all.
Oh, my God.
She
oh my
is a star.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what it is. She just, she's just got this charisma. And
yeah,
second of all,
she likes absolutely up. Be in showbiz or maybe like a broadcaster.
Something.
She lights up a
she's
room.
So eloquent.
Yes.
If you're an agent, please contact us. We are now her agents.
Oh, yeah. So we only take 50%.
Yes, we will.
And if you need a date to any emotional event.
Yeah.
No, it can be anything.
It can be anything where crying is appropriate.
Sure.
I mean, whenever I need to go to a wedding or whatever it is, it might be a celebration.
Something. You need that crier.
If you need that person.
Mama like, got you.
Game show, whatever.
We have Jamaica right now, Erlyn's mom. Yeah. And I think, how many times have you teared up today, Jamaica?
Jamaica, are you crying right now, baby?
She, of course she is.
Doesn't even okay. bother with a box of Kleenex. No. She has a cry towel with her at all times. A face towel.
Well, I'll tell you,
She does. She's getting my
so
face towel.
Endearing.
She's a wonderful woman who's like
so
she just feels. She feels. And you were crying before the video even started because Jenna.
She knew what was coming.
No, Kelly. Jenna just did something really cool.
Oh, what?
Oh, just something small.
Something small. It's really cool. Those shoes are cool.
You can have. Yeah. So, Erlyn has an older sister, Arnasia. You can tell them. It wasn't a big deal. It's just we got to spend a full day hanging out at Magic Kingdom. And Arnasia, she's 16 years old, right, Arnasia?
17.
17.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. That's right. And so she looked at me when we were about to get on a ride. And what did you tell me about those moccasins?
I told you that those were the only shoes I brought on the trip.
Yeah, and I had some sneakers on that she really liked, matching with my best girlfriend. So I just bought her a pair of the floral Nike sneakers.
Nice.
And I thought it'd make her happy, but she seems to be really upset.
It's happy tears, right?
Very happy tears. I'm so like...
Well, that means you're part of the squad.
Yes, those are squad shoes.
Those are squad shoes.
I got them. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I know you didn't ask for anything. I just thought I found them online, and I knew how much you loved them. So, and you should have more than one pair of shoes here at Disney.
Thank you so much. I love you so much, Jenna. Oh, my God. Oh,
you ordered them and got them that quickly?
Well, on the email.
No.
She got the email.
Oh, I was going to say.
No,
wow.
They'll be at home. They'll be at home after Thanksgiving, probably. Yeah.
She's crying, too. I'm gonna buy y'all a sponge. you don't need a towel.
All the families are wonderful, but every time I saw them hanging out, they are singing to each other in their own little world, cracking each other up, and just a great spirit. I love them.
If you ever see Jamaica, just walk up behind her and start singing John Legend.
Oh, yeah.
Because
we just are new people.
Different songs.
Okay, never mind.
Oh, she's crying.
I told you.
She's crying.
Under the table crying now.
John Legend makes it easy. You're going to make us all cry.
Oh, okay.
I can't talk.
Hey, we love
I'm
you guys.
I'm so emotional. I can't talk.
Have you had a wonderful time?
We love y'all. We thank y'all so much. We are very grateful. I know Erlyn is so grateful.
I'm extremely grateful. We're all grateful. We're the emotional family. And it's just tears of joy.
Well, you guys have the biggest heart, all three of you. You guys are wonderful.
Yay.
Thank you.
And, grateful family.
Right behind them is sitting another young lady who went on the trip with us.
Uh-huh.
Enjoy your shoes, by the way. Those are dope. Jenna won't even let me get them. I'm not part of the squad.
Not allowed.
Nah. You're more than welcome to join.
I haven't gotten jumped in yet. Sitting behind them is Hannah Gray. And Hannah, you're 11 years old, right?
Yes.
Hi, Hannah.
You look beautiful today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You wrote us a letter.
Oh.
Hannah wrote us a letter to tell us about how her trip went.
Oh, great. Oh, wow.
Thanks, Hannah.
Hannah, would you mind reading that letter for us right now?
How old is Hannah? How
11.
Old are you, Hannah? Can you hear us, 11?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's getting ready.
She's getting ready. She's got her microphone in one hand, the letter in the other hand. She's sitting in her little hot pink.
Yeah, you have to read it.
Sweatshirt.
She doesn't want to read it?
You don't want to read it?
Wheelchair.
No.
Okay.
You don't want to read your...
I want to say something else.
You want to say something else?
Okay, you whatever you want, girl.
The floor is yours. What do you want to say, Hannah?
That I really liked the trip.
Yeah?
And that it was fun for my family and I because it's my first time going to Disney World with them and going at all.
Yeah. And this is your first vacation. Another thing, you just joined this family, right?
Yeah.
Will you tell us about that?
I just got adopted 2 weeks ago.
Aww. This is a wonderful celebration.
Oh,
it's like your own adoption party.
I didn't know that.
2 weeks ago, and they completely have welcomed you into the family, right?
Yeah.
Had you been living with your family for a little bit?
Yes, I've been living with them since February.
Yeah?
How does that make
And they probably knew right away. They were like, you are not leaving this family, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
How did you feel when you found out they had adopted you, Hannah?
I felt happy.
Yeah?
Because I really like this family, and it's fun living with them.
And just calling them mom, dad, and brother just comes out naturally, right? It's just like it's meant to be.
Yeah.
Where were you before February?
I was in another foster, but I didn't want to live with them because they had too many kids.
Yeah. Well, you need your own space.
You need more attention.
You need some private time.
How many foster families have you lived with in your life?
Just two. One before and this one.
Okay.
And this
okay.
one. And this was just the right fit.
Well, good.
So what's it like having a brother? Is he annoying or what?
I have an actual brother, and then I have this brother.
Your new
yeah.
brother.
Yeah. Is he just like a normal brother where y'all like getting fights and stuff? He doesn't treat you any differently because you're his sister now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got super fight and everything. Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I talk to your mommy?
Just remember, first one to the knife drawer wins.
Oh, my gosh, Kelly. Geez.
That's how my brother and I did it.
Kelly. Listen to me, Hannah. You do not play with knives.
No.
That is horrible advice from Raspberry, who normally gives the
best
advice.
That's how we did it in South Carolina.
Well, they don't live in South Carolina.
A lot of things in South Carolina we don't do now, but... Yeah,
don't go to. Look at her brother now thinking about the knife drawer.
Right.
He's like, where's the knife drawer, Mom? Do you mind if I talk to your mom real quick?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hand her the microphone?
Oh, there she is.
Now he sees himself on TV.
He's excited.
Can Mom? Yeah.
Yeah, there she goes.
She can't reach it. There we go.
Oh, there you go, Summer.
I don't know what.
Transferring the microphone.
There you go. Hi, Summer.
Oh.
There you go.
Hi, Mom.
Don't be shy, Mama.
There we go.
There you go.
There we go.
Hi, Summer.
Hi.
this is an awesome story, that how you guys have meshed together and how she calls you Mom and Dad already.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about the first time you heard her call you Mom?
Actually, she asked me if she could.
Yeah.
Every night before we go to bed, I tuck her in and we read this little devotional that she has. And she said, I want to ask you a question. And I said, okay, of course you can. And she said, can I call you Mom? And I was like, of course you can. And she said, well, what if I don't like it? And I'm like, well, if you just do what you want to do. If it feels good, you know, you can keep doing it. And if it feels weird, you know, don't do it. But 90% of the time she calls me Mom.
And what was it about Hannah that made you say,
she's mine.
This is my daughter.
She's mine.
It's not my biological daughter, but this is my daughter. What was it about her?
Well, we've always kind of known who Hannah was.
Yeah.
And so when she went into foster, we reached out. But, of course, they immediately said, we don't know who you are, so no.
Yeah.
And a year later, they called us back and asked if she could be placed with us, and we said, of course. And from the moment she came in, we just knew.
Yeah.
It's just meant to be.
Yeah, we just knew, and it just feels right. And he immediately was like, this is my new sister, walking around telling everybody, I didn't have a sister before, but I have a sister now.
So Jaden was pumped to have an older sister.
Yeah, he, yes.
That's awesome.
They love hate each other like typical siblings.
Good.
And it's probably tougher for older kids when they're getting to be 11, 12 to get adopted, and so you saw this as an opportunity to break that mold.
Yes. When I talked to her last foster family, she said that they would get on every week and they would see her picture.
Yeah.
And a lot of, because she was handicapped, so they just kept getting on and nobody was taking her or choosing her.
Yeah.
And she said finally, like the second or third week, they got on there and saw her, and she was like, I don't know what this comes with, but can we just do this? And her husband said, yeah, let's do it. And it just, for me, it just broke my heart, you know, that she just, people are just passing her up, and they just don't know her spirit.
Just like, because they see that she's an L1 paraplegic.
Yeah.
And they don't know the heart and the mind that she has, and how your daughter's intelligent, by the way.
I know, I'm aware.
She's incredibly
she
intelligent.
She has big goals for TCU already.
Oh, really?
Oh. She does.
Go for all.
So look at you, you found one that's smart enough that she'll probably get a scholarship. You won't even have to pay for that.
Here's the hoping.
Well, it's been an honor to get to know your family, and wow, what a great first trip for you guys.
You have no idea. Thank you guys, because this is something that we could have never done. They treated us like VIP the whole time, and didn't hesitate to show us and take us anywhere.
Well, thank you for looking past that and actually adopting her, because she is a wonderful person.
Oh, yes, we love her so much.
Well, I want to adopt a child now.
I know. Yeah.
Kelly. You got Kelly all on you.
Kelly, I can hook you up with her.
We have to check with him and Kelly.
Okay. You should hear Kelly. She keeps going, I need another child.
Hey, I plan to not have any more after Jaden, so this was really meant to be.
I'm really not having any more after McKelly.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your story. It's really wonderful.
Thank you, guys.
And I'm glad you guys had a good time.
Oh, great.
There are the Millers right there.
Yay.
The Millers. We are the Millers. Give it up for them.
We are the Millers.
Yeah, that's their name. Huh? The Millers. We're live inside the Atlantic Dance Hall bringing you our trip.
Yes.
From this year's Kids Kids Trip 2015.
Five days, 50 families, and a whole lot of fun.
Oh, a lot of fun, a lot of eating.
Oh, yeah. Get the bacon. The bacon's not going to be here all day.
So much bacon.
They have to clear it out for the picture, so get your bacon now.
We still got plenty more show for you. Beat the Bank is coming up in less than 15 minutes.
Hey, it's Lord, and you're listening to the most special show of the year. It's Kids Kids live from Orlando, the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You did it again.
The bang. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
Uh-huh.
Goofy, Pluto, Mickey, Minnie, Snow White, Cinderella. Their breath is minty. Beat the bang. Beat the bang.
There you go, Al.
You got close to the princesses, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Their breath is really minty?
His breath is minty.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've never gotten that close.
And they won't give me inty.
Bad news, Big Al. Your friend Martha did not make it through.
Oh, Martha.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Martha, what's wrong?
I don't know. She doesn't know how to dial, apparently.
She said, I need time to get my purse, my phone out of my purse.
Yeah.
She knows what time we're going to play every day.
Exactly. That's the thing.
I keep trying to help her out.
Fortunately, Courtney Delaney got through. Hey, Courtney.
Hi.
Hi.
Courtney, what's up?
Not much.
Hello?
Oh.
Okay, there
you
are.
What are you up to this morning, Courtney? Are you at work, or are you staying home, or what's going on?
On my way to work.
Oh, what do you
do?
Radiology.
Oh,
X-ray.
Wow.
X-ray. Important stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a study of radios. So, have you been listening to the show, the Kids Kids show?
I have.
What do you think?
Wish I was there with y'all.
Right.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It is.
How about you, Courtney? Do you have any kids yourself?
I do, too.
Yeah, how old are they?
I have a 11-year-old girl and a 16-year-old boy.
Wow, getting up there.
You finally have time to yourself, probably. That's cool. Because they probably never want to hang out, from what I hear. Yeah. All right, Courtney, here's how we're going to play Beat the Bank. Big Al Mack will tell you.
We are going to put you in the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault. You will hear various dollar amounts. When you hear one that you're comfortable with, you just yell, stop. It's all you got to do, and you will win the last amount. If you don't and the door closes, I'm sorry, but you get nothing. Listen to us, not the radio, okay?
Okay, well, how are you feeling, Big Al?
Thank you for asking.
It's back to Big Al Max.
Thank you so much for asking.
She knows, she knows. Yeah.
And I'm feeling extremely well.
Wow.
Extremely well. All right. Now, hey, I don't know anything. I'm just telling you how I'm feeling.
Right.
You know, there's love in the air. We're here at Disney World. There's love in the air. So that's how I'm feeling. All right?
I was feeling extremely well, Courtney.
Use your own judgment, but that's how I'm feeling.
Yeah, it's all up to you, Courtney. Let's see how much money you win. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$210.
Nice.
$250. $430. $490.
$580.
Oh,
oh,
wow. Big Al has fallen.
Twice in one day.
No, Al.
Feeling extremely well was not correct.
Oh, baby girl.
Too much bacon, Al.
Courtney, I am sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Like all other women that put all their trust in Big Al.
This is totally my fault.
Make him feel bad.
This is totally my fault. Oh, baby.
I'm so sorry, Courtney.
You have fun doing radiology today, though.
Y'all have fun at Disney World.
Thank you.
We'll do, Courtney.
I'll bring you a big vat of bacon home, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Courtney. Bye.
That's what she wants is cold bacon.
Yeah, that's exactly what she wants.
Man, I feel terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry, Big Al. You're way off. We'll play Beat the Bank again tomorrow.
Maybe you'll get your feels back. This is all my fault.
It is your fault. You told her extremely well.
Oh, man, I told her I was feeling extremely well. I was. Now I'm not.
It's okay, Al.
Now I'm not feeling extremely well.
Of course you're not. I wasn't feeling extremely well yesterday.
Oh, boy.
So we've had a great time hanging out with the families on this trip, on the Kids trip.
Yeah.
We got to know them and just how important the siblings are to holding the families together.
Kaylee does things, and most of these siblings do, above and beyond what any child should ever have to do. And they do it without question. They don't ask, why do I need to do this? They don't even have to be asked to do it. They just do it because they love. And I've been able to see it a whole lot more since we've been on this trip. These kids, the siblings, and these special children, they love unconditionally. They look at you and they smile, and you can see the love in their heart. And being on this trip right here is taking us away from the ugliness that's out there in the world right now.
Something happens when I hold her.
The greatest characteristic that anybody could ever ask for is to care more about others than they do about themselves. And I can honestly say that I'm a proud papa because both of these girls care more about others than they do about themselves.
We hold each other.
I love you, Daddy.
We hold each other.
I love you, Mom.
We hold each other.
Everybody gets a hug before bed.
Our ritual is we say prayer together, and Lexi leads prayer at dinner time every night. And she's kind of a structure kid, so we say the same prayers so she'll remember it. But we always huddle, like a football huddle, and then at the end of the prayer, we break. You want to say the prayer, Lexi?
You want Daddy to say it with you? Dear God, please forgive us of our sins. Thank you for this food, this day, and this family you placed together. For in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Something happens when I hold him.
The only thing we say is we got this, and, you know, we can do this. We've done it before. We can still keep doing it, and every day, just keep on trying.
We hold each other.
So from SpongeBob, I go, you ready to party, Mama?
I'm ready to party, Emmy. You ready to party, Emmy?
I'm ready to party, Mama. You ready to party, Sissy?
I'm ready to party, Emmy. Are you ready to party, Daddy?
I'm ready to party.
Sissy, are you ready to party, Amy?
I'm ready to party, Daddy.
It's almost like a family atmosphere from all the siblings and the kids' kids.
It's a common bond that we all feel like that we have with each other, even though you haven't met any of these people ever before in your life. You know, we kind of can encourage each other. And yeah, and we have. We've connected with many families already on this trip, and that's been such a neat experience for us. It's something we'll definitely keep up with them after this trip, which is so awesome. I love that.
That's what's cool about the trip is you have all these friendships that are formed, and they really do keep in touch with each other.
It's fun seeing families that have never met until this weekend hanging out together the entire time at the park. It was special.
I still see families that went on past trips posting pictures with each other, you know, hanging out. They still hang out years later, 3, 4, 5 years later. And I got to see one of these relationships, like, build. Remember when we went to the Finding Nemo show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when we got out of the show, Zakay was holding a shark. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy him the shark because he really liked it. And it was one of those sharks, you push the button and it talks and stuff. So I walked up to him and I said, hey, man, let me buy you that shark. And he goes, no, I was going to buy it for you.
Oh.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, no, that's not how this works. I'm supposed to buy you the shark. You know, you're on our trip. Yeah. Let me buy it for you. And he's fighting me back and forth, right? And as we're doing this, one of the sisters from the Kids trip walks up with a receipt and says, oh, I got it. I got it for you, Zakay. And bought it for her. And then they went off together. And I saw them hanging out all the time, like the whole trip. You know, it's one of those, it's like friendship just gets created like that.
Yeah, that's what you do. See, when people start squabbling about paying a tab, squabble about 3 or 4 times, and sure enough, somebody else, a third party, may come up and pay that tab. So there you go.
Lessons we learn.
Lessons we learn right here.
Disney magic.
Yeah, Disney magic.
That's a life lesson right there, Big Al Mac. You're dang right.
Thank you.
You always have to be the first one, too, to throw it out there.
Thank you.
That's how you get it free.
Absolutely.
We're getting close to having to board the plane back home.
Man, it just seems like it just went by in a blink.
It did. It really did. And all the bacon's gone, Big Al Mac. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so thank you to the Disney Kitchen for preparing all that bacon for us. We also have some more people we just want to thank real quickly. Okay. Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, they charter a plane for us.
They go above and beyond. Yeah. Just having us go through a private hangar so the kids don't have to go through we still have to go through security, but it's not like you would if you were at the regular airport security.
A bird told me that sometimes a company may purchase the logo to go on the side of the Southwest, as we do, as they do for us. But as soon as their flight is over, they take the logo off. But with the kids, they leave the logo on there all the time, 24/7, 365.
Yeah, send us pictures if you ever ride on the kids plane.
So thank you to Southwest. We'll be flying them home in just a little bit this afternoon. Raising Cane's for being such a huge supporter of kids. All the money they donate
thank
to
you,
the
Todd.
Cause. We appreciate it, Todd, yes. Enchanted Fairies. Which through this calendar they do, where little girls and boys dress up in these fantasy costumes, raised over $200,000 for kids. So thank you, Enchanted Fairies.
Yes.
Also, thank you to the medical staff. It was a rough year. I mean, a lot of our medical staff taken down by that tummy bug.
Yep.
But they were troopers, and we appreciate you, the kids staff. Also, of course, to Lindsay, to Derek, to Dustin, to Janine, who in the back, who is helping us out, and, of course, the new executive director of Kids, Caroline Craddock.
Yay, Caroline.
All the folks here, Nick and Trey.
Production
and
staff.
Johnny Wakefield, White Cheddar. And back
Rod
home.
Chickering.
The Chicker and Don.
And this is Chickering's final Kids
this is
trip.
It for Chickering.
He's moving on to greener pastures. Yeah. He's going to go work for a good show. But he's helped us here at Disney World.
Some of us may have slipped him our resume.
Oh, did you?
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
I'm just saying some of us. I didn't say any names.
I did.
Thanks, Rob Chickering, for many, many years of putting this show on the air and making it sound absolutely great.
We have an army behind us making us sound average.
We do.
We make ourselves sound average.
We do.
Despite them, we're still average.
Thank you guys for listening to Kid. We love this show, and we love you guys listening to this show. It's a special place in my heart every single year.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.